R.J. Reynolds, the tobacco giant forced to retire Joe Camel from its ad campaigns, is under fire again, this time in Hawaii, for using an island's name along with the image of a hula girl to promote a new line of cigarettes. From Hawaii Public Radio, Kayla Rosenfield reports.
The summer campaign from R.J. Reynolds Tobacco Company is called Kauai Kalada. Ads promoting the pineapple-flavored blend of cigarette, sold in a colorfully illustrated hard metal box, appeared in major magazines, including Time and Sports Illustrated. The ads feature a hula girl, cigarette in hand, reclining under a bamboo umbrella. R.J. Reynolds spokeswoman Ellen Weiss explains the campaign's goal.
They just try to capture the spirit and the fun and the excitement, the exotic nature of summer, and put them into a cigarette blend.
But Hawaii's Governor Linda Lingle strongly objects to R.J. Reynolds using Hawaiian names and imagery to market its cigarettes. In a letter to the company's chairman, Lingle, a former smoker, called the campaign offensive. She said the name Kauai Kalada insults the Aloha State's reputation as a place of purity, health, and healing. Governor Lingle also questioned the company's compliance with the 1998 tobacco settlement. Lieutenant Governor Duke Iona says R.J. Reynolds went too far when it implied that smoking and tropical settings go hand in hand.
We understand that tobacco is a business. The bottom line is profits, but we just hope that everyone can be responsible and accountable and I guess more sensitive to marketing. It's a very powerful tool, and we just want it to be the right message.
R.J. Reynolds apologized to the governor for naming one of its products after a Hawaiian island. Spokeswoman Weiss says it meant no disrespect, but she insists the company is living up to the spirit of the tobacco settlement.
This product was tested and designed for adult smokers, and you have to be a certain age in each state to purchase a tobacco product.
Cigarettes are available almost everywhere in Hawaii, but the University Stop convenience store is the only Honolulu business displaying the Kauai Kalada poster. The clustered storefront is located on a busy intersection in the University of Hawaii district. The store's owner, who gives his name as Leonard, is a 67-year-old Chinese man who, with an unlit Camel cigarette dangling from his mouth, says his entire allotment of Kauai Kalada is sold out. He says most of the buyers were young people.
Older adults don't like go out and say, hey, I want to try this, it's something new. It's the university students that normally do that.
Leonard's been smoking for about 40 years and said he tried a flavored cigarette, but he didn't like it. Meantime, R.J. Reynolds spokeswoman Weiss says the company learned a marketing lesson this summer and will think twice before again using a place name in one of its campaigns. She says nationwide wholesalers already have received their supplies of Kauai Kalada. For NPR News, I'm Kayla Rosenfeld in Honolulu.